This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is indeed a crazy world out there, and I won't pretend to know all that is in it. I am a bright person, but there are things that I don't know. I do know what I know, and I am open to learn aspects of things that I don't know. And I'm a curious person. I'm intellectually curious. If I don't know something, I'll ask. I don't let somebody use a word and then go act like I know what the word is. If I don't know the word, I go, well, what does that mean? You know, Ben Shapiro uses a lot of big words. What is that word? Yeah, be a better communicator than, you know, here's a big word, you know, like, because they want you to just, oh, look, that's a big, I stop and go, what does that mean? I think it's almost embarrassing to try to appear more intelligent than people you're talking to. That's not what communication is built on. But anyway, I'm just giving you sort of an idea. I'm not so bright that if somebody uses a word, I don't go, oh, hey, hold on a minute. Explain that. Because I won't understand the rest of what you say in context without it. Anyway, there is a limit to what I do want to learn. I mentioned the other day about watching the Kevorkian video, and I said, you got to watch that. And then I told everybody, nah, you know what? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't want to see how frail the human body can become to where you beg for death. So what I will tell you is there are things that a limit to what you do want to learn. You don't want to get inside the mind of pedophilia or people who, I mean, I could give you a lot of topics. I don't even want to give you the topics because I don't want you thinking about it. Because in my business, you do have to research and look at stuff. And I'm telling you, you can't unsee. But leftists will test your limits on all of the things that you don't know. You don't know the level of debauchery that exists out there until you start looking at leftists. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This hour, I have a couple of stories that define liberalism and certainly leftism. Both are diseases of the stupid. The first story involves another professor. Now, I spoke earlier in the first hour about a professor at Fordham University who got fired for getting the names wrong of two black students. He got them mixed up. They came into his class late and he said, you know, Janiqua and Janiqua, you know, and he mixed them up. And they sent him an email and then he did a mea culpa. I'm really sorry, you know, but I am very much into the social justice and all this. And you know, they fired him. And what he should have said was, look, I mixed you up. I've done it to white students. Nobody said a word. What are you? You're more sensitive than white students? You came to class late. I was in a different mindset, and I got your names wrong. If that's the worst thing that's going to happen to your little sorry butts in your life, well, I mean, wow, you must be charmed. But you know what he did? He wrote a 9-page email back going, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. I mixed up your name. I hate myself. I'm so white. And you're so black. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say you're so black as if it's bad. I didn't mean like so black. I mean, I can only imagine the 9-page whine that this guy did to these black kids. I would have said, I can't believe you complain because I mixed up your stupid names. Are you kidding me? You know how many kids I teach in a day? And you know what it was? It was to throw it off. You know what these people got away with? Now, I know I'm off subject here. But what they got away with was being late to his class. That was the original sin. They were late to his class, and instead of saying, sorry, professor, they said, how dare you mix up our names? I can't believe, oh, Lord, well, the worst of things you could possibly do. Why don't you just call me the N-word? Huh? And the professor went for it. And the university went for it to the point of firing this clown. Good riddance. I'm glad they fired him. I'm glad this woke nonsense. That's how stupid it's gotten. Now, here's the problem. White people, pay attention. I want to make sure you're listening. It could have been you. It can be you. It can be your kids and your grandkids. For doing what? Mixing up the names of two black kids who are late to class, which, by the way, is used to be something that you'd get after people for. He couldn't even bring it up. He couldn't even make that part of his defense. Well, wait a minute. I'm teaching class. Two of my students walk in. I teach 300 students a day. How am I supposed to remember? Well, you should remember them, Mr. Professor, because they're black. Unbelievable. This is the world we live in. But see, I love watching leftism spiral in, implode, and destroy the very people who think of themselves as holier than thou. Not in a religious context, but in a societal context. Leftists believe themselves to be better than you. They think that they're better than you. They think that because I care about black people and issues and feminists and the LGBT stuff, I'm so much better than you. You ain't better than me, you little putz. Acting like you care about people. Run over to grandmother to get a promotion. I hope more professors get fired. I hope they fire so many professors it's an epidemic that nobody will want to be a professor. And then maybe we can just go back to learning. And let me tell you right now, the shot went over the bow when this guy got fired. Okay, don't be mixing up black kids. You know what professors right now, they're going, shoot, I don't care if I remember these white kids, but there's Shaniqua, there's Daniqua, there's Jaquan. they got like a grid of their black students. And before they even say a name, they look and go, okay, Jaquan, is that right? Yeah. I just wouldn't even call. I would say student one, student two. Why are you late? I mean, can you imagine the fallout of that? If you get fired for that, can you imagine the fallout? How you feel? The next professor, what's the ripple effect, the butterfly effect of somebody getting fired because he mixed up two black kids' names? Wow. This is the crazy world of leftism. And I'm, like I said, we're going to delve into some stories. And one of them that we're going to talk about in this next rich hour of radio is a professor that I might actually like. This guy was at Purdue. I'm out of time for this segment, but when we come back, we're going to talk about another professor. And he did something egregious as well. We'll find out when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As usual, we are discussing the nutty world of leftism, liberalism, sometimes both. And we got a couple stories that I'm going to touch on, and I've already started with some of the university stuff that's been happening. And I've covered in this particular show today, the final segment of hour one, I covered Fordham and this professor that got fired for mixing up the names of two black kids. And then I expounded upon it in the previous segment. But there's another professor that I want to introduce you to and showcase the crazy world of leftism. Because these are the types of things where I can tell you, if you aren't willing to fight, this is where we end up. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And before I even move on with some of that, I want to tell you guys, because of you, the radio show was awarded Best Podcast and Radio Show on a network that we're on called Spreaker. So we are growing, and I want to tell you, pretty soon we are going to be bigger than Keith Olbermann's ego. I want you to understand everything that we do is about the message. And for those of you who are new to the show, I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can get free merch. We give you a gift. You have an invitation to join the network and become part of what we send out every day. And this show is growing. If you want to help us even get more large, then I would say while you're there, click on the things that you'll find. For example, Bleeding Blue, my award-winning film, a docudrama, is there. All you got to do is tap Bleeding Blue on the banner. This is a movie that Nancy Pelosi did not want shown in the Capitol to congressmen. So make her mad. Do your part to help spread the word about it. Also, speaking of movies, we have free movies for a week. You can go check it out. Say no to Hollyweird. You go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and you tap Movie Time on the homepage. And watch those films. If anybody, and there are a lot of people who have learned a little bit more about me as we've gotten together, because I'm very out there. I want to be part of your lives. I've gone to my cigar club buddies. Thank you, Bob Cook. I've gone to other people's houses, and I've gone to events that people have put up. We love fundraisers. If you want to help us grow, do a little fundraiser. Get me to the home. You know, bring in some friends. Get them to write a few checks to our charity. And we love it. But we want to be a part of your lives. But anyway, going back to the movie thing, the Flick Fest was started because we want to challenge Hollywood. Everything that we do is about breaking up the leftist grip on society. And finally, our merch. Go there and get our merch, KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I think you click store. And we got some crazy good messaging products, and we'd love that. Clean up on aisle 46 is the funniest one I've seen. I mean, that was just great. Clean up on aisle 46. You know what that's in relation to, right? So we have amazing designs, things that my team comes up with that are our messages, and we want you to be a part of it. Wear them. Give them out as Christmas gifts, whatever. Show your support. But here's what I want to tell you. We are growing, and it's because of you. You're helping us expand. And I'm going to tell you, 2022 is an amazing year coming up. I truly believe this. I believe this is ordained by God. And I'm telling you, if the sense of what I get, because I'm not going, oh, yeah, we're going to be huge in 2022, man. You just watch. I'm telling you, I feel it. I feel God's grace coming on this program and on you. And your good fortune is coming to us. I do. I believe that. We are getting amazingly great reception, expanding in ways despite the left trying to keep us down. And that's why I tell you all the time, I don't care about my economic situation or financial situation or whatever at this point. If I died today, I'd die a happy man. But I want it to be easier, and I'm going to make it easier with God's grace. So anyway, going back to this thing about the professor, because I know I'm taking a lot of time, but I wanted to tell you guys, I may seem doom and gloom at times, but I'm not. I'm very optimistic about where things are going. Do we want to grow faster? Of course we do. I want to pay my staff more money. I want to expand this message to the deep, dark recesses of Africa. I want everybody to hear what I have to say. Liberalism is a disease, and somebody's got to stop it from spreading. So if it's me, congratulations. Anyway, this Purdue professor referred to the coronavirus as the Wuhan virus in his syllabus, highlighting the location, of course, in which the virus originated, which is Wuhan, China. And he got complaints from students. The professor's name is Randy Rapp, and included the term in his class syllabus for a course on construction management and defended his decision to use the language in an email to his students following complaints. And here's what he wrote. Ample facts show us that the pestilence began in the Wuhan region. Pundits on multiple networks with a wide variety of political views commonly referred to the pandemic's cause as the Wuhan coronavirus. And reportedly, thousands of people suffered badly and died from it before it was identified elsewhere. Wuhan virus is a simple simplification, not in the least illegal, immoral, unethical, inaccurate, or dangerous. Of course, there is nothing political about that phrase. I couldn't have said it better. But he went on in an interview with the school paper. He says a simple Wuhan label was published in the syllabus before the semester began and earlier in assorted communications of mine since the disease struck us in earnest. So many people read the words the past 22 months and said nothing about the term, rightfully not. He also pointed out to the paper that referencing the most likely location of origin of a pestilence harms nothing and no one. It's a simple convention applied to many diseases, even on the CDC website. And he cited examples, Hong Kong flu, Spanish flu, Lyme disease, West Nile virus. However, he noted in his email that he decided to change the syllabus wording following complaints. And that's where he lost me. See, he had me with all the other stuff. He capitulated. What's my lesson to you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? Don't capitulate. Do not give up. Do not let them win. You stand your ground. But he didn't. This guy gave in. He's a racist because he said it. No, he's not. And see, this is where I keep coming back to. It's the simplest of things. This is a simple discussion. He gave very salient reasons as to why it is okay to call this thing the Wuhan virus, and then he apologizes. You give me good reason, good rational discussion around it, and I'm sorry. I mean, you know, maybe you're right. I don't want to offend you. I'm not. If you're offended by me doing something right, screw you. I don't care if you're offended. It's insane. Come on, people. Y'all know better. And I tell you these stories because I want you to understand how the left tries to beat you down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate overwhelmingly approved a compromise $768 billion defense policy bill on Wednesday, sending a bipartisan rebuttal of President Joe Biden's original Pentagon request back to him for his signature. The upper chamber voted 89-10 to pass the National Defense Authorization Act. The president is expected to sign the measure. A large section of the central United States will see a risk of damaging winds from a storm system today. Damaging wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour and tornadoes are possible. Aside from the wind, areas from southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, northern Missouri, and far eastern Nebraska into much of Iowa may see severe thunderstorms into tonight. The NFL announcing Las Vegas will host the Super Bowl in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats continue to remain hopeful that they will be able to overcome GOP opposition to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is expressing concern Wednesday during the Senate's opening session about the cost of the legislation. The Kentucky senator saying to pay for the plan, President Biden's promise not to raise taxes on middle-class Americans will be broken.
In 2022, their bill would give a bigger percentage tax cut to people making more than $1 million every year than to families that pull in between $75,000 and $100,000. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation.
A Monitoring the Future study conducted by National Institute on Drug Abuse found substance abuse among teens decreased. The researchers discovering it was the largest single-year decline since 1975. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have another crazy story that you've probably heard something about. We talked about it on the Comedy of Politics, which is where we, on the Clubhouse, we do this. It's an app on your phone. And every Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern, me and the two other comedians are hosting a show where we kind of look at the funny side of politics. And it's very much like this show, except a little more written around comedy, like how we would develop sets around the discussion and things like that. So almost think of it as a comedy workshop. Anyway, one of the subjects came up was had to do with New Zealand, and we're going to cover that hopefully at the end of this hour. But before we get to that, I want to continue on this theme of this professor that we talked about from Purdue University, who ultimately apologized for being right. I want to continue on the theme of this professor from Fordham University who was fired because he got the names of two students mixed up, and the students happened to be black. And what it is nobody did anything wrong. The guy mixed up a couple people's names. We've all been there, done that, or had it done to us. This other guy called at the University of at Purdue, he called the Chinese the Wuhan virus, and it made some leftists lose their minds. But even after giving them the rationale for why he did it and saying this is not racist or wrong in any way, he still apologized, took it off of the syllabus. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't apologize. It isn't going to happen. And here's what I would say to you. Have you ever apologized for being right? I want you to just think about that for a second. When would you do it? When would you be right about something and be apologetic? Because the only way I can see you being apologetic and being right is in two ways. One, you're self-abusing. I'm really sorry that I know more than you. I'm sorry I gave you information that proves that I'm smarter than you are, or whatever. I'm not apologetic. It was like one time I was at a party and a guy goes, "So Kevin, I hear you're a black belt." And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, you know, give me a little detail." So, I started as a kid, you know, blah, blah, blah. L. Austin Center in San Antonio. Then I got hooked up with these Korean dudes, and I learned Taekwondo, and I became a junior black belt. And then I moved on, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't even explaining it like that, because that's boring. I just essentially was like, "Yeah, man, so I started out as a kid, and, you know, and I was kind of at a chip on my shoulder, and I'm glad I did because, you know, I was in with kids. We were sparring, and I was collecting that energy into something where it wasn't being unleashed on the streets. And then I caught the bug, man. And I, you know, so yeah, I go, you know, I've got four black belts and blah, blah, blah. And so I left it at that. I'm not exaggerating this. One of my friends came up later to me and said, yeah, man, he said, this guy was like, you're all bragging about your mom. I'm like, what? I didn't bring it up. He asked me, because one of my friends who knew who would come to my fights was like, yeah, Kevin's a martial artist or something. It came up in casual conversation. But he's like, I'm supposed to be embarrassed about it. I'm not embarrassed. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. And if you don't like the answer, stop asking me questions, you clown. Get away. I don't need to talk to you. I got friends. I got people that love and care about me. I was having a conversation with a young man who was moved to Arizona, moved from Portland, and he was lost. And he says, Kevin, Chris Harris told me to call you. Chris runs Unhyphenated America for me. And I told him, I said, let me just tell you, if you remember nothing else from this conversation, and we talked for an hour, because he was very lost, I said, remember this, you are no good to anybody until you are comfortable with yourself. You shouldn't pursue relationships. You don't want to do anything that has permanence until you are comfortable in your own skin. That's what you got to remember from this. So, apologizing. I'm not apologizing unless I've done something to hurt you, and I'm dang sure not going to apologize for being right. Now, I have said this. I hate being right, as in correct, on this issue, meaning that what I predicted came to pass. But other than that, I'm not apologizing. I'm not self-abusing, and I'm not going to, you know, or the other thing is I'd be upset that, yeah, I'm really sorry that the bottom fell out of our economy, but I knew it was coming. That's it. Before I go any further, I'm going to move on that particular subject. I want to move on to kind of why I developed that whole apology thing. So Chris Davies and his father, Donald, were fighting for their mother, the mother and wife of Kathy Davies. She was trying to get the drug ivermectin as a Wu flu treatment at Fauquier Hospital in Warrington, Virginia. The hospital where Chris works as a radiologist, radiologic technologist, had put his mother through a series of legal hoops seemingly designed to block treatment from being given to her. Now, the Goldwater Institute here in Arizona has passed a law across the entirety of America that gives you the right to try. It's called right to try legislation. So you should be, if you're theoretically dying, you should be able to say, I want to try this medication. That was passed at a national level. Amazing work by the people at the Dole Institute, whom I happen to be very good friends with. And they don't want to give you this. Now, let me just tell you something right now. We are right, people. We are right in everything that we've been talking about with this stupid Wuhan virus since its inception. We are right. I'm going to speak for myself. I am right that the number of people who are affected with the Wu flu is many, many more millions than they want to tell you. I am right in telling you that the number of people who have died from Wu flu is far less than what they're reporting. I am right in telling you that the number of people who have died from the vaccines is grossly underreported. I am right when I tell you that the number of people who have debilitating injuries because of the vaccine and may very well have curtailed their normal life expectancy is grossly underreported. I am right in telling you that holistic medicine and even some of these medicines like ivermectin that have ancillary benefit, meaning even though it might have been targeted to do one thing, it can do something else better. Ivermectin is a much cheaper and better solution to combating Wu flu than anything that the left can put out. I'm right in all of this. So anyway, on December the 11th, Virginia's 20th Judicial Court found Fauquier Health in contempt of court after they refused to comply with previous orders that ruled that by 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December the 13th, Kathy Davies must be given a dose of ivermectin as prescribed by a doctor retained by the Davies family. Additionally, the hospital didn't comply. The state had the right to fine the hospital $10,000 per day. That order would have been applied retroactively from December the 9th onward. The court also ordered that the Davies family be given police escort, if necessary, to administer the drug to their mother. Now, I'm telling you, these are people fighting for the life of a loved one. And the system doesn't want to let her win, doesn't want to let them do it. And it's very simple, because everything I just told you that I believe and that I know to be true, they don't want you to find out. They don't want you to know that ivermectin would save her life, because it would destroy the narrative. The court also said this. The hospital had an opportunity to purge the contempt charge by complying with the order. The hospital is reportedly now opting to comply with that order after a week of arguing why they could not allow the drug to be given to her as the family requested. Unbelievable. Finally. So when you think about the healthcare system, and I'm going to tell you, I never thought about it this way. I go to the hospital to get a hernia. No, this was years ago, 1977. I get my hernia. I was a kid. I wanted to play football, had a hernia, couldn't do it. So I got the operation. I just thought of it as you go to the hospital, you get. Do you understand the level of bureaucracy that happens when you give yourself to a hospital? Your body is no longer yours. The doctors and nurses go, nope, forget what you want. It's what we determine as the experts. And you know who the experts are basing their medical expertise off of? Fauci the fraud. The guy gave me a book. He says, Kevin, you got to read this. It's more. He goes, this will connect the dots with Fauci. I haven't had time to read it. I don't have a lot of time to read because I'm too busy preparing other stuff. But I want to tell you, this truth, the truths that I told you about this disease and its so-called vaccines, is the truth. I will never apologize for telling you the truth. These leftist so-called experts, medical experts, are lying to you. They don't want you to find out the real truth, and they are willing to do anything, including keeping you from keeping loved ones alive. If you want to know the difference between leftism and conservatism, would you do that? I don't think you would.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We've covered a lot today in the crazy world of leftism, folks. I've covered the idea that Christmas sales, they don't want to tell you about them because they're not very good. Retail sales are terrible. Kamala Harris, under fire. Why? Because she's ineffective. Horrible person to be the number two that could literally be the next person running this country. I talked about the leftism that occurred at CNN, right in front of your faces. Collusion between two brothers that want to stop people who've had their rights violated. Women, the protectors of the Me Too movement, are colluding against it. Then the same two people are colluding against a woman who wanted to save her parents who were killed in a nursing home because of the Usay and Cusay, the Cuomo brothers. We talked about professors who were fired, one who was fired because he mixed up the names of two students. Why? Because the students were black. I'll ask you this. If he'd mixed up the name of two white students, you think he would have been fired? Of course not. We talked about a professor who was under fire because in his syllabus he dared to put the Wuhan virus. That's what he put. And students are, oh, I can't believe it's gonna bother Asian kids. Probably, here's how I'll make you a bet. I bet you not one Asian kid complained. I bet you it was nothing but a bunch of white kids going, oh, look at that. It's terrible that what they're doing for the Asians. Not an Asian said a word. I'd be willing to make that bet. We talked about a family who wanted to save their mother's and wife's life, you know, the matriarch of their family's life, because she was having struggles with Wu flu, and something as simple as ivermectin could have fixed it. I told you guys I got the Wu flu, and I wasn't anywhere close to death, but there were days where I was like, man, this is, you know, I'm tired of what's going on here. I wish it would just go away. It was irritating, but it never really got to the point of killing me. But I will say this. I took a Z-Pak, and 2 hours later, it was like I never had the disease. Don't ask me why it worked. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'm not a Fauci the fraud either. Because I tell people, here's what my truth is. I took a Z-Pak, and it went away. I can't say that's what's going to happen to you. But I know I have friends that took ivermectin and it went away. So why can't you try that? Crazy world of leftism is the reason why you can't do stuff you want to do. Truth. Masks don't work. It's a fact. There's nobody that can debate that with me or with you or anybody else. If I can smell bacon through that mask, I can breathe in that, you know, the Wu flu. Oh, Kevin, but if you're 6 feet away, no, 6 feet. That's just arbitrary. I mean, if you... Don't even get me started. The mask will stop people from spitting in your face, but it isn't going to stop the particulates that can get through to kill you for the Wu flu. It's just stupid to believe otherwise. And here's the crazy part, and you know what I'm about to tell you. It's on the box. Will not stop airborne illnesses. But we got to wear these stupid masks. Masks you can create from cloth at your home. Vaccines, here's the truth. Vaccines, equally as worthless as masks. Studies already proving a placebo worked better than the vaccine. But they want to mandate it. A truth. Wu flu kills some, but it is not a pandemic. It is a scandemic. A scamdemic, not a scandemic. A scamdemic. Truth. Leftists are using the Wu flu for power and money. They want to gain more power and more money. And we're letting them do it. Unnecessary lockdowns and other mandates. You got to get a jab before you can sit inside in my restaurant. You got to get a jab before you can get on a plane to go to so-and-so. You got to get a jab before you can go to school. Get a job before you can work. Look, I've already hipped you to it, but I'm going to do it again. This is eugenicist New World Order nonsense. It's sinister in nature. And if you get this shot, you have put yourself at the mercy of the pharmaceutical industry and the people who want to regulate life and death. That's what you've done. If you're okay with that, that's cool. If you believe, I'm going to die anyway, you know, it's never, in my lifetime, it isn't going to be what, you know, it's what you're predicting, Kevin. Okay. I'm okay with that, man. I'm cool. You know, if that's what you want to do, man, you do you. But this forcing of me to do you, that I have a problem with. I'm not getting that shot. And I hear everybody, Kevin, you can't eat at a restaurant. Fine. Then I'll eat at home. I'll grow, if it push comes to shove, I will grow my own foods. I will harvest my own meats. If push comes to shove. But I tell you all this to lead up to yet another story, a crazy story, and I alluded to it earlier. This is in New Zealand, and it has to do with the Wu flu, but I'm telling you all these other things because the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, announced the easing of these Wu flu restrictions. Now, this is a place that wouldn't let you come in. They had all, it was one of the most strict things for you know, stopping Wu flu in the world. And they even had traffic lights. I don't know, the tracking system was such, it was tied to traffic lights and all kinds of stuff. But here's what they will allow now. You can have orgies for up to 25 people as long as you do it in the red light districts. So here's what they what she actually said. This is the prime minister of a country speaking, and she's giggly. She's actually giddy about making this announcement. Here it is.
I can confirm that Tinder liaisons have reopened.
Great news for my friend.
It's not strictly embedded in the traffic light system, but it is a given up to 25, actually, in a red area. No, we are going no further on that line of questioning. Prime Minister, moving things on.
Welcome back, everybody. I can affirm that I am no prude. I understand that people have their own set of sexual proclivities. I do not care. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. But here's what I do care about. This is a country that is treating the Wu flu virus like it's the bubonic plague. And they're doing these things that pretty much violate citizens of the world laws. I'll give you an example of, like, I look at these leftists and they say things like, we should have universal health care, we should have, you know, ability to do blah, 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 and they always look to another country. They want their freedom. Freedom to be who they are, freedom to do what they want to do, open borders, etc. And here's a country, New Zealand, that closed its borders down, put people on serious lockdown. I don't have all the details. Maybe you guys can Google it, or is it going to be too late? Probably be too late. But they've pretty much implemented some of the harshest ways. You couldn't even go visit the country. Let me put it to you this way. If New Zealand were America and Mexicans were crossing over in the border, they would have arrested them. But this prime minister is flippantly, and again, I'm not trying to be a prude about this, but she's flippantly talking about, oh, yeah, yeah, so Tinder has been reopened, and therefore, if you want, while I will pretend to care about your safety when it comes to me having power and control over you, for those of you who I know have your strong urge to be part of these sexual orgies, if you will, I'm going to relax the rules for you. And, of course, the natural thing is people are going, well, Kevin, I just hope they wear a mask. And, of course, that's going to be interesting considering you need to socially distance. And, I mean, I've heard most of the jokes. But vaccine passports, all this other stuff, and knowing that vaccines don't work, knowing that masks don't work, knowing that this all has been a farce, and she, I don't know, I seem maybe too outraged, but I am. And I am because I see these leaders as picking and choosing the things that they want to enforce almost as if it's a game. People lost businesses over this thing. I can't speak for New Zealand, but I predict that they did. Here in America, they said 110,000 businesses shut down, and these people are laughing and having fun. I don't find it funny, and I think that's what irritates me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.